ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुभुवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। टुडे we shall talk on the topic cultivating good habits in youth. In the previous talk I was telling about the importance of good association of great souls, saintly people, and all great leaders born in this world have had some such association by which they could benefit their lives and they could benefit the lives of thousands of people and lakhs of people in the whole world actually. So now in such a good association we cultivate good habits. Now what are the good habits we cultivate? We should have personal values, we should have interpersonal values, we should have social values and spiritual values. Like personal values, like integrity, honesty, truthfulness, simplicity, and love in action, in all the activities that we do. Treating everyone like a child of God. So we could make a long list of the personal values. Personal values means what are the values by which we live by? Responsibility. Commitment to one's promise. So these kind of qualities. Maturity in action. Maturity means to make a decision wisely, taking all pros and cons into consideration in a way that we can bring about happiness for ourselves and others. So these are personal qualities. Similarly, apart from personal values, we need interpersonal values. Interpersonal values means how do we deal with our teachers, with our parents, with our friends, with different members of the society, with women, with children, with animals and birds, with plants, with anybody. Interpersonal values. Then we have social values. Like, am I concerned only about my own self, or am I also concerned about people in the society? What is happening to the cows? Who will protect the cows? What is happening to the modern day youth? They are getting degraded. They are getting into all bad habits. Who will save them? How to protect them? What about the political situation of the country? Do we have good leaders? Are the people benefiting from the leaders? And what about the quality of movies and quality of magazines that are being released in the market nowadays? Who will bother about improving the quality? And how are the people leading their lives? So one has to also have concern for the social situation. And finally, spiritual values. Spiritual values are in relation with Krishna, God. So then trying to understand more from the scriptures about God. Who am I in relation to God? Who is God? Who am I? And what is the relationship of all the living beings with God? And what is this material nature? What is karma? What is good karma, bad karma? And what is death? What is disease, old age, all these things? So there has to be a meaning behind this world for which we are living. Modern day people are not able to say why this world is created. Where are we going after death? Who are we in essence? They don't know. So spiritual values will teach us that we are not the body, we are the soul. We are eternal, lovable children of God. We have turned away from Him and due to which we are suffering. And there is a method of going back to Him by following His laws and by chanting Hare Krishna. So these are spiritual values. So personal values, interpersonal values, social values, spiritual values. We have to cultivate these kind of values in our life. And also good habits include, as we have told earlier, avoidance of bad habits also. Like eating fish meat or eggs, or gambling, making quick money through gambling, or all forms of intoxication like smoking, drinking, drugs and all that. And having sex before marriage or sex outside marriage. These are all bad habits. And in our young age, if we can avoid these four things, you can easily see 50% instantly become happy by following these basic rules given in Shastras. And also, there are many habits that we find that many of the college students cling to, as we see in the modern times, because there is no Gurukul system now. Students are staying in the hostel, uncleanliness, keeping the room littered with papers and sand and everything, and wearing shoes and sleeping in the room, putting big dirty posters of women in the room and everything like that. And another great addiction is internet addiction nowadays. Because nowadays internet is available on mobile. So many dirty things students see in young age, at an age when their hormones are already secreting. When they see these sites which are not proper to be seen, these enter into their heads. And the Gigo principle, garbage in, garbage out. Good in, good out. So then they get into many, many bad habits. So today I want to share some of the good principles with you, and also the dangers of not following those good principles. Both we will learn about good habits. Chanakya says, Matravat paradareshu paradravyeshu loshtravat atmavat sarvabhuteshu yahupashyati sapanditaha. He is telling, one should treat other women other than one's own wife like a mother. And paradravyeshu loshtravat. We should treat other people's wealth like as if it's like putting our hand into a garbage dump. We should not put our hand into another's pocket to load their money. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu means we should treat others as we want to be treated. If somebody comes to your house on a hot sunny day, you will give him a cup of juice. Then he feels very calm and very nice. Similarly, we should treat others. When whatever way we want to be treated by others, we should treat others also. So these three are civilized behavior. Chanakya says this, civilized behavior. One more verse we will recite. Santosha trishu kartavyo. You should be satisfied with three things. He's telling, what are they? Swadhare bhojane dhane. Swadhare means with one's own wife. One should be satisfied. Which means one should not be like Ravana, pulling the hand of another man's wife. And bhojane means one should not go out here and there in the hotels and eat. But one should cook at home and offer it to God and accept as prasadam, bhojane. Dhane means whatever money we earn, we have the right to spend. And we should not take loan and not give back. Or we should not try to loot another's money. That's the meaning. Trishu chaivana kartavyo. Svadhyaya japadana yoho. Three things he says one should not be satisfied. Svadhyaya, study of scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Keep on reading every day till last breath. Every day. Never become satisfied, he says. Svadhyaya japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He says never become satisfied. Try to increase the rounds. And if you have increased the rounds, then improve the quality of your chanting. Attentive chanting and all that. And dana yoho, giving charity for a good cause. These things should be increased. One should not restrict them. These should be increased. Like the Chanakya is saying. These are all good behaviors that he is teaching. So, also it is said, how do you know a person is cultivating good habits? There is a way to know. Just like you take gold. He says, Nigarshana, Chedana, Tapatadanehi. Four things you can do to gold. Nigarshana means you upgrade the gold and check whether the scratch marks are coming or is it pure. Chedana means you cut it with a weapon. And Tapa, put it in fire. Tadanahi, take a hammer and hit it. So Nigarshana, Chedana, Tapa means the fire, and Tadanahi means beating with a hammer. Thus, the quality of gold will be revealed. Whether the gold is pure gold, 24 karat gold or 22 karat gold, how will you know? When you test the gold like this. Similarly, every human being should be tested, will be tested in this world to know for what values one is living for. Many people succumb to the temptations. When the temptations come in the form of some attractive thing. One boy saw a mobile in his company lying in the bathroom. He knew it was manager's mobile, but he stole it and sold it to somebody. When the news came out, he was thrown out of the job. Because he was tempted to make some 15,000-20,000 rupees through sale of that mobile, you see. This is the stealing propensity, untruthful propensity. Similarly, people in this world fall prey to temptations. One story comes to my mind. There was one hotel where about 80 boys were staying as waiters, cooks and everything. So they brought some CDs of some pornography movies, adult movies they wanted to watch. Manager didn't come in their way. She gave them a TV so they can use it for their playing entertainment, he thought. Although it appears like entertainment, it can be a very dangerous entertainment. Because these young boys, they were all 20, 21 years old. They watched the movies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies they watched. And then because they were all very dirty movies of man-woman relationships, actually it goes into the head and then one develops a craving for enjoying. They were not married. So one of the boys started searching for opposite sex and he got in touch with a woman. And then he took a flat on rent. He kept her there. He would go to meet her time to time. Then other friends also saw. Then they also started going, having connection with her. Then one day when he went to her, she said, I need some money to have a TV of my own. If you don't give me TV and a necklace for me, I will not be with you anymore. I will go away, she said. So the boy became worried. He went to his friends and asked for money. His friends told him, see, we have till now given you 90,000 rupees. Little by little by little you took from us, borrowed from us. Now that money has to come back, otherwise we'll bring some hoodlums to beat you up. So now he was like between devil and deep sea. She is wanting a TV, a necklace, and these fellows are asking for the loan back, which he took from them. Now not able to repay the loan and having the fear of being separated from her, this fellow in the same hotel committed a suicide. He hung himself, you see. Sometimes the students commit suicide because of academic fears. This fellow committed suicide due to pressure from within, from a woman and from the fellow mates who gave him loan and everything. Basically, it's illicit connection. He is not married properly. And similarly, because his friends were going also, see, from that same hotel, there were two, three fellows who used to come to our temple and chanting Hare Krishna and all, and the other fellows who ridiculed them. Now these three, four fellows, one day they came to temple. They met me personally. They said, that boy committed suicide. Now we were mixing with that girl. Now we also got AIDS. Now we are returning to our villages. And how long we will live, only God knows. Please give us a mala from your hand. We will take it from you and we will also go and chant, they said. So, poor fellows, now they all took malas, I gave them a sticker also. They went back. But it's a sad story because young boys, 21 year old, now even if they get a common cold, they may die. Just see. This is the situation of those fellows. But one good thing in their life is they have taken the mala now, they are chanting. Even if they die in 2, 3, 4 years or whatever due to low immunity or something, at least they are chanting Hare Krishna. But the point should be noted that we should not get into such bad habits. Today, for the modern day youth, you have prostitutes available all around the world simply by pressing of a button in the internet. One can press a button and go and get in touch with some woman and you can get degraded very easily. And one's health and hygiene will be spoiled. One's mind will be torn to pieces. And repeatedly one will indulge in such bad habits. It's very, very dangerous. Another instance comes to my mind. When I first came to Pune in 95-96, in those years in one of the engineering colleges, there was a newspaper article. Some 3-4 boys and 3-4 girls, they all boarded a car. And they were racing the car, big car, very fastly. And the girls were all screaming from behind. And the police stopped the car and said, "What's going on?" And the girls said, "These fellows are driving madly." And they were laughing. Anyway, they all decided to have a fun. So then the police allowed the car to go. While they were going ahead in Lonavala hilltop, it's a ghat. It's at altitude. It's a beautiful mountainscape with a lot of scenic beauty, but it's a mountain range. When they were going, some girls started drinking liquor from behind. And some boys also started drinking. And the driver fellow was driving, was saying, "Hey, all of you are enjoying. What about me? I will also enjoy." So he took the bottle and he was drinking with one hand and driving with the other. And because he lost his composure, the whole car went off the road and it toppled in the ghats and fell into the ghats. And all boys, girls screaming. Particularly all of them died. It came in the newspaper. Very, very unfortunate scene. Almost 6 of them, totally. They were all engineers, young boys and girls. Because when we are young, we feel I can enjoy life. I can do whatever I want. Eat, drink and be merry. And see the situation now. This is a result of doing anything and everything mindlessly, foolishly, ignorantly. There were people to guide them, but they never took any guidance. What is life all about? How should we lead our life? So in this way, in young age, we want to live a life of abandon. Abandon means, jo bhi karna kar lo, I can do whatever I want. But whatever I'm telling you, these are all true stories. We are not making up any story. These are all things which came in the newspaper. And probably you may also know more such stories also. Which might have happened in different colleges. So, do we want to follow that type of path with impure habits? Is the question. Do we want to live a life like that? Eat, drink and be merry and suffer like those fellows. Or do we want to cultivate good habits, pure habits? So, in the beginning I already told you that there are many pure habits. Personal values, interpersonal values, social values, spiritual values. And all these good values will automatically come, plus no meditating, no gambling and all those things. It will automatically come if you come closer to understanding of God. Because there is a beautiful saying, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakar Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Ra Adhikar. This verse says, where there is Krishna, there cannot be darkness. Like that it says. And then it says that, where there is sun, there cannot be darkness. Similarly, where there is Krishna, there cannot be Maya. Both cannot be there, only one can be there. Just like either the room is filled with darkness, or you switch on the light, then the whole room is filled with floodlight. Darkness and light cannot coexist in one room. Not possible. Similarly, now you are all becoming Krishna conscious. So naturally all good qualities will come to you. But most importantly, you have to stay on with your good practices like chanting Hare Krishna, coming for the weekly programs, morning programs. And this will make you strong and determined, increasing your willpower. And then you will be able to say no to the bad habits. Even if you are indulging in some bad habits before, they will all go away. It's only a matter of time. And you will see it. Just like when you clap hands, Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Shastra says when you clap hands and sing the Lord's name, then all the Papa Pakshis, birds which are sinful birds in our heart, they all fly away. In this way, you are singing, you are dancing, you are chanting, you are studying the Shastra, you are living in the company of swan-like devotees. What more you need? Because the Shastra say, Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena sati davato bahir. It says, even one becomes a devotee of Lord Krishna, all good qualities come in him which are present in all the devatas. Divine qualities come in a devotee automatically when you become a devotee. And harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, what good qualities can he have? Even if he has some good quality, it will not last for a long time. Eventually, when the temptations come, one will fall prey to them. So we are all very fortunate to be in the company of wonderful devotees, and we should cultivate the good habits, sleeping early, rising early in the morning, participating in all the morning programs, and then similarly doing our college studies very nicely, leading a clean and pure life, avoiding sinful habits. Then your life will be a grand success. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.